Okej, okay, POL or whatever. Thank you. I haven't even played. This is more like an overall story. The previous one and this one, if there's anything more to say here. Anyway, I guess I can start concluding that because, or coming to the end here. No, we just started actually. But the point here is that Pio, in his real version, and with the real friends there, sits there at a ripe age, realizing all this, the magnitude, the importance of that mission that they have been given. That it's not just about going out selling books on the street. And that the inspiration they have started getting, it, several of them, from their angle, adds up to building an entire or like a new level of that Sankirtan mission, a very strong philosophical platform. That can actually shake and challenge the materialism paradigm that is ruling, but also the availability of media, which and I think we should put it like that, that this media has been inspired from the higher above to the geniuses here to create these machines called computers and continue refining them and making them into what they are today, and then others just taking those and creating fantastic cyber landscape there. And super highways where information can go to every heart and soul. And that is pretty much what the singularity is about. Not some stupid AI, but the fact that the clever RI, the real intelligent people on this planet, can use those channels to program the herd perfectly. Because the masses, 90% of them or so, are completely susceptible and moldable in their minds to practically accept any thing as truth. You just gotta know how to present it. So we get into the propaganda and all of that. And but then, of course, this internet is free for all. It's a military designed network that is really hard to take down. And the ones who made it are even greater geniuses, because they made it for the military, promising those big leaders that, hey, this is secure stuff, no one can take this down and stop our communications here. But what they didn't realize, or some didn't maybe, was that not even the military can take it down, then. It can continue living its life no matter what. That's another thing we're with, playing with the thought of, if all these fiber cables and all that were just blown and removed and everything, satellites down. Then we have hackers releasing open source drawings for building transmitters carried by balloons or something that form a network all over the planet where people can still connect through the internet. I think it's actually possible. So, cool things like that. So anyway, then the, of course, it's not so much about the technical, that's how they think. The asuras. You know, we just tell people that if you are have any good sense in you, and if you're intelligent, and if you're normal, and if you're not crazy with this and that, foil hat, conspiracy theory, whatever, then you hang out on the in these domains, social media, this and that, owned by us. So again, just as in any world, these big cities and beautiful, colorful nations appear where everybody goes thinking that this is where we can have fun. And oh, there's a lot of fun there. Colorful pictures and sound and music and oh, games and stuff. But then you got the underground, or as they like to call themselves, the overground. And what remains of the free internet, which was there all the time. That's the thing. It's just that people were led to look in another direction. So while the masses are hanging out on these sometimes really weird and stupid social media corporate giant platforms, others are working elsewhere, and we show this and how it's really the competition between those two for the eyeball time, as they call it, and which side here of those two will win will actually determine whether the Suras or Asuras are winning, because now that battle is going on here. And someone, maybe Pio and their friends, someone, they realize that, gosh, this is where it's going on now. And they practically hear and feel the Acharya standing behind them, whacking them on the head. Wake up, wake up, use this media. And now the devotees have started to fall asleep. Waiting for dying or something. Many have given up. So there is this revival, you know, the racing again, the Sankirtan 2.0 and all of that coming. I think this is could be very nice, because you can really build a powerful story here, isn't it?